Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, guiding you through the fastest 2 hours in radio, where we always deliver the biggest and the very best in sports. Tonight, you are in for a real treat as we have invited one of the greatest players to ever set foot on the gridiron. Looking so forward to reliving some of his biggest moments and memories with the Green Bay Packers. Paul Hornung is a Hall of Fame running back, a Heisman Trophy winner. He played his entire career for the Green Bay Packers, where he won 4 NFL titles and the first Super Bowl. We've invited Paul on to share his thoughts, his reflections on his outstanding career in the NFL. We're also going to promo his new book that's been released. Paul Hornung is joining us on our Stuart Cadillac guest line. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. Good evening on this Friday night. It's nice to have you with us, Paul.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. I'm coming to Houston December 5th with Gale Sayers. We're going to be appearing in Houston somewhere. I don't know where. You'll probably see it in the papers, I hope.
Well, I will definitely circle my calendar, and I would love to meet you in person. We're obviously thrilled to have you with us tonight at YSR.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you this. You know, we've been looking so forward to this conversation and taking a walk down memory lane. But first and foremost, I want to get your thoughts on the Packers, because last week, that 53-20 win over the Eagles, I mean, Green Bay, they have shot up to the top of the NFC North. I mean, they currently stand 7-3, and they face the Vikings on Sunday. But what's been your impressions so far of your Packers?
Well, I usually go to all the home games. I've made every home game but one this year. And we go back, and people still remember, you know, the Packers when we were winning those championships. And so it's always a very lucrative place for ex-Packers to go back and sign autographs. And I look forward to it. In fact, I'm going back next week, a week from now, for the New England game, which I think will probably be the highlight of the whole year. You know, with Brady coming in with New England, they're on top, and the Packers are on top. Both of them need a win.
Well, it sounds like you really keep up with your Packers, but it is interesting as you reflect over this past season so far. I mean, they started off slow, but they've really been clicking on all cylinders. I mean, you look at and you break down the numbers, their halftime leads of 24 points or more in 3 of their 4 games. I mean, they truly are, Paul. They're the hottest team in the league.
Yeah, they really are. Well, they got the hottest quarterback. You know, quarterbacks usually lead their respective teams, and We got a great one in Rodgers. He's a Hall of Famer, there's no question about it. And but this football team's got a lot of other people that really come to the fore and really look good. And there's a young receiver we have from the University of Kentucky here in my home state, Randall Cobb, and he's really come on, had a wonderful year.
Well, a lot of Rodgers' success has been attributed, as you're talking about, Randall Cobb, but the other wide receiver, Jordy Nelson has
been. Jordy Nelson having a sensational year. He's a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, he is.
He'll go to the Pro Bowl. He'll be all pro this year.
Hall of Fame running back for the Green Bay Packers, 57-66. That's right. We're walking down memory lane with Paul Hornung, the great Paul Hornung, tonight, who is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, he's joining us on our Stuart Cadillac guest line. And you bring up a great point, Paul. You were talking about the offensive success for the Packers, and you really do attribute that to Aaron Rodgers. He's been sensational. I got to ask you this. In your mind, is he the best quarterback in the NFL?
I think he is. Of course, I'm prejudiced, and I'll admit that. One thing about the quarterbacks in today's world, well, there's a lot of talent out there. You got Brady, you know, you got Andre Rodgers, you got Kaepernick at the 49ers, and you got the kid at Detroit. You know, Detroit's going to be the game, I think, at the end of the year, is going to be a very important game for the Packers. The whole playoff situation may be due to that, who wins that football game. So that looks like a game that I think all Packer fans are looking forward to when Detroit ends up their season at Green Bay.
Well, the Packer fans are certainly looking forward to the game that's on the road against the Vikings. How do you give us a quick hit on that? I mean, how do you see that game playing out?
I hope they're successful. There's no question. I used to work with the Vikings. Jim Finks brought me in with the Vikings. I did their radio and TV for 7 years, and my best friend Max McGee had a restaurant. He started the old Left Guard restaurant up there, and in the city of Minneapolis. So we had a wonderful time for those 7 or 8 years that Max was still running the joint.
You are listening to the voice of the great Paul Hornung, Hall of Fame running back for the Green Bay Packers. Of course, a Heisman winner back in 56 with Notre Dame and considered one of the most versatile players within the game. Of course, the great Vince Lombardi called him that.
Right.
That's right. Paul Hornung is with us at YSR. So, of course, you played with one of your teammates was the great Bart Starr, and he certainly shred defenses all throughout those years. Are there some comparisons between him and Aaron Rodgers? Do you see some similarities in their approach to the game?
No, I don't. There's not too many similarities. Of course, we're both great leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers is a much better, I think, passer of the football than Bart was. Bart was good. Don't get me wrong. He was very accurate. I mean, he was a leader, but I think that quality was the best. Aaron Rodgers, I said, yeah. But I think Bart was one of his great attributes. He, you know, everybody respected him. They looked up to him. And we won because of him. There was no question about that.
I was going to ask you, Paul, what was it like to have Bart Starr as a teammate? Because he was clutch. He was a prolific passer. What was he like as a teammate?
Well, he was a great teammate. And he's going through a tremendous time of his life now. He's had a little setback back in Birmingham, Alabama, and I talked to Cherry the other day, his great, lovely wife, and Bart's recovering. It's going to be a long recovery, I think, for Bart, but we're going to see him back at Lambeau Field, I hope, next year for one of the games, where he's in a lot better health, and we can really thank him for what he's done.
Can you provide some insight on what his approach was to the game and just his keys to his consistency? Because he was a gamer. I mean, when the game was on the line, he was the guy that would come through.
He was the main reason the Packers won during those great years. And Bart led the team not only on the field but off the field. We all respected him. And we just hope that he comes back from this late setback with his health. Because, you know, he's hit 80 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all susceptible when we get to this age.
Having a candid conversation with Paul Hornung, Hall of Fame running back for the Green Bay Packers, and reliving some amazing memories tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We are going to step aside for a quick commercial break, and we'll be rejoined with Hall of Famer Paul Hornung.